Messages given by Saint Dominic of Guzman to Clemente Dominguez y Gomez, today Pope Saint Gregory XVII, the Very Great. 4th of January 1970. Sacred Place of the Lentisco in El Palma de Troya. Apparitions and messages to Clemente Dominguez. Saint Dominic of Guzman. I love you all, my children, because you pray the Holy Rosary by which the world will be saved, the Holy Rosary of the Our Fathers. That is the ever Virgin Mary's will. My children, little remains for you to suffer. The great miracle is close, but you must pray. I bless you. Saint Dominic of Guzman. Do not allow them to do away with the recital of the Holy Rosary in your churches. Always pray, always pray, always pray, that is your salvation. You have to pray the Holy Rosary just as the Virgin herself dictated in this sacred place, and I know that it will cost you many sacrifices, but in this way the holy anger of the Most High will be appeased. Pray it whenever you come. Referring to the Holy Penitential Rosary. And Saint Dominic went on to say, pray, pray, pray untiringly. Don't worry about leaving everything, if that sacrifice is God's will, for He will help you to overcome along the path He shall impose on you. And then, referring to Clemente Dominguez, he said, you will suffer dreadfully, you will not be understood. Ask God that His holy will be done. God listens to you, be patient. He knows what each of you needs, and let all do as His divine Son did, hold fast to the cross. I bless you. I am still with you. Have no fear of Satan, with Mary and all the legions who adore God, we shall crush his head. Clemente Dominguez then had a horrific vision of hell, a multitude of people with ghastly faces and Satan in the midst of flames. Immediately afterwards, Saint Dominic de Guzman became surrounded by angels. Clemente Dominguez came out of ecstasy, and with admiration and joy we could all see that in a few moments a new breach had been opened up in the property wall, some distance from the one that had been closed up, without us hearing the least noise. We all went up to the property, with certain trepidation, and in the center of the pathway the seer saw Saint Joseph who, close by the new breach, with his staff directed us to go up to the Lentisco. Saint Dominic went on to say, Spain, 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 keep on praying. Jerusalem, 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 soon you will see your sacred shrine. 12th of December 1969. Sacred Place of the Lentisco of El Palma de Troya. Saint Dominic de Guzman appeared to Clemente Dominguez and gave him the following messages. 1. Saint Dominic of Guzman. See now at my right hand the divine countenance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Apparition of the Holy Face, see, my son, the face of him who gave all, to his very breath, for your sins and for the sins of the whole world. By means of this face, those who adore it, meditating on the passion, death and resurrection of Christ, in union with the dolors of the blessed ever Virgin Mary, will receive graces to die in holiness. They will be preserved from the punishment which the Eternal Father has prepared to unleash in the very near future. God will sear mankind in such fashion that very few will be left to contemplate His divine countenance. 2. Saint Dominic of Guzman. Let the recital of the Holy Rosary of the Our Fathers be spread and made known as the Virgin has dictated in this sacred place. This refers to the Holy Penitential Rosary, consisting of 5 mysteries. In each mystery 10 complete Our Fathers are recited, namely 1 Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory, and Hail Mary Most Pure, on each bead. Let the adoration of the Holy Face of the Lord be spread throughout the world. Let the Via Crucis be made contemplating the divine face of Jesus Christ, commemorating His Passion, Death and Resurrection in union with the dolors of the Blessed Ever Immaculate Virgin Mary, begging forgiveness for all sins, offenses, insults and sacrileges proffered to the divine face. Let Holy Communion be received on the first Thursday of every month throughout all the years leading up to the coming of the Lord, now close at hand, making 20 minutes of reparation, giving thanks to God and begging for the conversion of Russia. All those who adore the Holy Face and make this reparatory communion will receive the grace to die in holiness. The salvation of the world lies in doing what has been dictated in this message. Then the Lord appeared to Clemente and gave him the following message. Our Lord Jesus Christ. My son, you are to proclaim these messages to the whole world, to believers and to unbelievers. If they do not accept the truth, that's their concern. Let whoever has ears, hear, let whoever has understanding, understand. Then Saint Dominic de Guzman appeared to Clemente. 2 angels descended from where the founder of the preachers stood. They bore a habit and cape of the Dominican order. Saint Dominic of Guzman. He said to Clemente. Soon, very soon, sooner than you imagine, you will dress in my holy habit. The seer, still in ecstasy, put on the habit of the Dominican order. Then he removed the cape, gave it to the angel at the right, who handed him an alb, chasuble and other vestments. The seer vested with them and pronounced some parts of the Mass as the saint said them to him. The seer told Saint Dominic that he was not worthy, nor would he ever be, to celebrate Holy Mass, but that he would accept God's will. And Saint Dominic went on to say, "My son, what now follows is very long. Make sure to listen well to this message. You must deliver what I have to say to you, to the Cardinal of Seville, one copy, to the Primate of Spain, another, and to my dear brother Nectario Maria, urgently, another, to hand over to the Holy Father. Understand well what I am to tell you, that the Holy Father ordered the whole Church to adore the Holy Face of Jesus Christ, asking for the conversion of the whole world. Let this be done in the following manner, obligatorily, every day, without fail, let them do the Via Crucis, contemplating His most dolorous passion. Listen, my son, every first Thursday of each month all their lives until the second coming of Jesus Christ, let them receive Holy Communion, making reparation for all the sins, sacrileges, heresies and insults to Jesus' divine face, giving thanks for 20 minutes to God, and asking for the conversion of Russia, as condition for the salvation of the world. In all the churches of the Catholic orb, let them enthrone the Holy Face of the Lord. By means of this face, those who adore meditating on the Passion, Death and Resurrection of Christ united to the dolors of the Blessed Ever Virgin Mary, will receive the graces to die in holiness. They will be preserved from the chastisement which the Eternal Father is prepared to unleash very soon. You have no time. The Great Tribulation is very close, if this message is not fulfilled. God will sear mankind in such a manner that very few will remain to contemplate His divine countenance. Tell the Pope to accept martyrdom, by which he will save many souls, that God has a preeminent place prepared for him at His right hand, where he will rejoice for all eternity. His martyrdom is near at hand. Tell him to prepare to surrender up his soul to the Most High. Let the Pope order the Holy Face of Jesus to be placed in all churches. There is no time to lose. Let him accept God's commands, given by way of apparitions throughout the world. Tell the Pope quickly to make a most solemn proclamation on the apparitions of El Palma de Troya, and to take no notice of those who contradict him over El Palma. If they do not comply, the world will lack the pathway to its salvation. My son, you have to proclaim this message to the persons I have told you. Make sure that it be taken by creditable persons, to avoid it going astray. The salvation of the world lies in doing what has been dictated in this message. The Lord will demand an account of these instructions. You have to deliver a copy directly to the Cardinal of Seville, though it cost you sacrifices. This is no time to turn back. Spain, let all join the Andalusian Crusade, salvation will be yours. Pray the Rosary of the Our Fathers, do the Via Crucis before the adorable face of the Lord, communicate every first Thursday of the month, year after year. Saint Ferdinand already has the order to defend Spain. Apparition of Saint Ferdinand, at the left of Saint Dominic, who did not disappear, now the Holy King will speak to you. Biography of Saint Dominic de Guzman. Feast Day the 6th of August. Presbyter. Religioso. Founder. Patriarch. Doctor. Great Mystic. Founder of the Holy Rosary. Born in Calaroiga, Burgos, Spain, on the 24th of June 1170, his parents were Saint Felix de Guzman and Saint Joan of Arza. During her pregnancy, the mother dreamed that in her womb she bore a puppy bearing a lighted torch, and that at his birth the world was set afire. On his forehead newly born, a star appeared. Following his primary education and Christian upbringing at home, he went on to study at Palencia. Afterwards he devoted himself to studying theology. In the year 1195, following his studies, the Bishop of Osma ordained him priest, and afterwards summoned and appointed him a regular canon of his church. From his youth Saint Dominic prized charity and austerity as his best-loved virtues. He had read that anchorites did not take wine, and he began to imitate them, though later he drank a little by counsel of his bishop. In a time of general scarcity, he deprived himself of what he most loved, his books and parchments, selling them to help the poor. On another occasion he offered himself in exchange for a captive who had fallen into Moorish hands, as the poor wretch was the support of his family. For his charity towards neighbor, his zeal for souls, his life of austere asceticism, Saint Dominic was the admiration of all those who had dealings with him. In 1203 he undertook a journey to Denmark with Bishop Diego of Osma to carry out a delicate diplomatic mission commended by King Saint Alphonse VIII of Castile. Afterwards he set out on his way back to Castile, returning via France. On reaching the French city of Toulouse, he observed that many of the inhabitants had fallen into the Albigensian heresy, which filled his compassionate heart with deep sorrow seeing innumerable souls living so miserably deceived. During his stay on Castilian soil, Saint Dominic, to pray in solitude, used to frequent a cave on the outskirts of the city of Segovia. On the 7th of October in the year 1204, a day when he was to be found retired in the cave deeply concerned at the Albigensian heresy which was blighting the south of France, he asked the Most Holy Virgin Mary to enlighten him as to the most effective way to obtain the conversion of the heretics. Saint Dominic was wrapped up in loftiest ecstasy and saw Our Lady with the child Jesus in her arms. With her right hand she showed him the Holy Rosary, while indicating to him how to pray it. The Most Holy Virgin Mary told Saint Dominic, "Here you have a mighty weapon against heresies. Join to your preaching and austerity of life the recital of the Holy Rosary, and I promise you that your apostolate will be very effective." Saint Dominic constantly strove to teach and propagate the Holy Rosary everywhere, and suffered greatly due to continual attacks from the enemies of this singular devotion. In the year 1205, Saint Dominic accompanied the bishop on his journey to Rome. In May 1206, on his way back from Rome, Bishop Diego of Osma and Saint Dominic de Guzman, in both of whom Pope Saint Innocent III had instilled great apostolic zeal for the conversion of the Albigensians, arrived in Montpellier. The papal legate with two other papal envoys, as well as other prelates and abbots, had arrived in Montpellier, deliberating on how to put down the heresy. Diego of Osma and Saint Dominic, as simple missionaries, traveled around several French towns disputing with the Albigensians and discrediting their errors with clear arguments. In October 1207, Bishop Diego of Osma returned to his Spanish diocese and died that same year. While Caudeus Simon de Montfort at the head of his troops led the Holy Crusade in southern France against the Albigensians asked for by Pope Saint Innocent III, Saint Dominic de Guzman, backed by Bishop Folco of Toulouse and the Caudeo of the Crusader army, carried out untiring preaching work for the conversion of the Albigensians in the Languedoc region, chiefly in the towns of Montpellier, Béziers, Carcassonne, Toulouse and others, and was often victim of insults and outrages on the part of the heretics. He became Vicar General of Carcassonne, and twice rejected the episcopal dignity he was offered. In the year 1213, following the taking of Toulouse, the sect's chief bastion, Saint Dominic made this city the center of his apostolate. He thought that the hour had come to found an order of preachers, and in the large stately home of one of his followers, he laid down the essentials of his order, which was approved by Bishop Folco. The Holy Dogmatic Lateran Council IV having been convoked in 1215, Saint Dominic accompanied the Bishop of Toulouse to Rome. During his stay in Rome, he had the following vision: Jesus Christ, seated on a judge's throne, took up three lances as though about to hurl them upon the world. Most Holy Mary interceded and, in the presence of her divine Son, presented two men as the means for the conversion of the world. One of the two was Saint Dominic, who recognized himself. But the second was unknown to him, till the following morning when he met Saint Francis of Assisi. The two saints embraced like brothers. Before the inauguration of the council, the saintly founder spoke with Pope Saint Innocent III the Great, requesting approbation for the work he was engaged upon. The Pope counseled Saint Dominic to choose a rule from among those already approved, and then return so that everything might be confirmed, thereby verbally approving the work. In the year 1216, then in Toulouse, the saint gathered his companions, and they chose the rule of Saint Augustine, taking as well some of the usages of the regular canons or premonstratensians founded by Saint Norbert, and adding other more austere observances. Thus the first community of the order was founded in Toulouse, with the mission of diocesan preachers. Pope Saint Honorius III the Great having risen to the pontifical throne, Saint Dominic returned to Rome, and the sovereign pontiff took the new order under his protection. On the 22nd of December 1216, he approved it canonically, with a papal mandate that the religiosos dedicate themselves to preaching, and gave it the name Order of Preachers. Saint Dominic began his official ministry by preaching in the papal palace during Lent of the year 1217, explaining the letters of Saint Paul to the complete satisfaction of the Pope. About this time, while in prayer, Saint Dominic saw the apostles Saint Peter and Saint Paul, who presented him with a staff and a book, telling him, "Go and preach, for that is your mission." Given the warlike situation forming in the south of France owing to the conflict between Count Raymond VII of Toulouse and Caudeo Crusader Simon de Montfort, Saint Dominic, on his return to France, ruled that his sons in religion spread out to other parts. Some few stayed on in Toulouse, others went to Paris and others to Spain. He headed for Rome, where he received the monastery and church of Saint Sixtus. There 20 disciples joined. In 1218, the saint left for Spain, passing through Bologna, where shortly before he had sent four friars, and through Toulouse, visiting the priory there. In Spain he founded priories in Madrid and Guadalajara. He continued to found priories around France. When in Paris in 1219, he met Saint Jordan of Saxony, who was to join the Dominicans a year later and, at Saint Dominic's death, become his successor as superior general of the order. That same year, Pope Saint Honorius III granted him the monastery and church of Saint Sabina in Rome, to where the friars of Saint Sixtus transferred, leaving the latter monastery to the nuns of the Dominican Second Order. Saint Dominic de Guzman, champion against the Albigensians, died in Bologna on 6 August 1221. When he was laid out, the iron chain he had wound about his body and with which he also disciplined himself was removed. His body rests in Bologna. Canonized by Pope Saint Gregory IX the Great on 3 July 1234. Declared Doctor of the Church by Pope Saint Gregory XVII the Very Great on 21 September 1989.